Well, what's on tap for Saturday, Oktoberfest?
Lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff.
The most vendors we've ever had.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
And it's supposed to be sunny.
Okay.
Wow, you'd never know that by the day.
You wouldn't guess it. You wouldn't guess it. Sally, could you give a little bit of a preview? Are some of the usual favorites are back?
Yeah, we have the Truffle Queen, of course, Suzanne Fuqua, and we have the Pottery Lady, Tara, with her big space. We have Carrie Case, we have Tekla Israelson, we've got
Meg's coming back again.
Meg Jones is coming back, Micah Hasbrook. We have lots of new people this year, too, like Amy Hemingway and Sharon Cavisto, Dan O'Neill selling his new book he wrote. And then we have the regulars, like over in the bake sale, like St. Catherine's and
Hiding Levy.
Yep, Hiding Levy.
And,
we have just lots of fun stuff. It's going to be great, it's going to be full. The nonprofits will be out in the main hallway again so that there isn't so much congestion by having the bake sale out there. And this year we have somebody new out in the hallway. Dania Davis will be doing her shoulder massage with her massage chair.
All right. So you can shop and then also get relaxed.
Yes. We figure her art was through her fingers.
Yes.
And Nathan Lopez will be selling popcorn and other stuff. We just have a lot of things. Rebby Hoos will be there selling pre-orders for their Christmas wreaths. And Mandy Wood will be actually selling wreaths. So we have lots of stuff for Christmas starting. It's just going to be really fun. The Ragnarok Rollers will be doing sushi in the kitchen, along with hot dogs, heavenly hot dogs from the Catholic Church.
And Ware will be doing her?
She'll be doing her Thai food. The basketball team, the AAU basketball team, is going to be doing chicken enchiladas for lunch. And the Spanish club is going to be doing something wonderful. I don't know what yet. And Mary Copas will be doing cookies and Italian sodas. So we have a nice variety in there for lunch.
Polly, what's this like for you every year organizing this?
It used to be easier when we had people who had a place downtown to sign up. But like the last 2 years, we've had sign-ups downtown in front of Hammer and Weekon. And most people are really good about showing up because they want their space from last year and they want to make sure that they get in there. So it's worked out really well this year.
Yeah.
And is it difficult to shoehorn everybody into all the places, or do you have enough room?
Usually we have spots that are open. I mean, you could sign up, you know, clear up until Friday, but not this year.
Not this year, okay.
No. In fact, we have to try to squeeze in another vendor.
I got a call this morning for one more vendor, so we have to see if we can find a place for him.
And at the same time, I think the quilt show goes on in the High School Commons.
Mm-hmm. Quilt show and small quilt
and
auction.
And small quilt auction in the library.
Okay, yeah. Well, plus there's a high school swim meet going on this weekend, so it's a busy time around that
busy,
campus.
Busy, busy. Yeah, it's going to be crazy busy. But that's what we like.
Yes.
This is Petersburg, after all. If there's not three things on the calendar, we wonder why.
What's the latest project for the Malliers? Do you have more work on tap coming up? Or is this money that you're making this weekend go to something, or...?
Well, we sponsor Fine Arts Camp 2-week scholarship once a year, and we support Beat the Odds and KFSK and a few things around town. We feel like the money that we earn locally should be spent locally.
We also have three auction or raffle items this year that we've been working on. One is it was a telephone table at one time, and we've tried to convert it into a charging station. So because that's what our telephones have become. Mm-hmm. And then a bench. What did you call it? A deacon?
A settle.
Settle. It's a little bench with a back on it that we've rosemalled, and a little clock.
Okay.
So they'll be raffled off for $1 a chance. And
you don't know it, probably, Bali, but I took the fabric out to Marina at So What, and she made us a cushion.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, to go on our bench.
All right.
So we get a little plug
Dollar
for Marina
horses.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get your raffle tickets during the event itself.
We only do sell them from 10 till 2:30, and then we draw right at 2:30 on the day of the event.
Okay.
And first ticket drawn gets to select between the three prizes down to third.
Anything else important in the lead up too?
Well, something you were asking about what we have done or what we have coming up, we are going to be painting new boards. We have a new person getting boards this year, and that's the Petersburg Pilot. We have a donation we're doing to the community garden over behind the elementary school. We're doing an 8-foot sign for them. Okay. That's going to be fun. We're in the process of just designing it, so we'll work on that over the winter. And we have a couple other little small projects that are
Couple of Norway ones.
Yeah, kind of hanging out there. And then we've decided that we're going to have fun this year. We've got 3 or 4 fun projects planned for our members.